This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmaker.fm/platform. That's rainmaker.fm/platform.
Greetings, super friends. My name is Sonia Simone, and these are the Confessions of a Pink-Haired Marketer. For those of you who don't know me yet, I am a co-founder and the chief content officer for Rainmaker Digital. I'm also a champion of running your business and your life according to your own rules. As long as you don't lie and you don't hurt people, this podcast is your official pink permission slip to run your business or your career exactly the way you think you should. So today we're going to talk about how to get ideas for content. Anyone who produces content, this is just a question that comes up over and over. And I'm going to share some of my favorite techniques, some of my favorite tactics when I'm out of ideas or when I need to generate some more ideas. And I'm also going to talk about some of the little tricks or hacks that we have on the Copyblogger team. Because, you know, you may realize we produce an awful lot of content. So, for example, we've got at least one post every weekday on the blog right now, and that goes up and down. Our content strategy and our content schedule does evolve, but I think Brian Clark started us at two posts a week back in the day when he founded Copyblogger, but these days it's a post every weekday, not counting a recap on Saturday. I also have two podcasts running right now. I do the Copyblogger FM podcast and then this podcast, Confessions of a Pink-Haired Marketer. So what the heck should I podcast about today is a thing for me. And then we have a new site over at digitalcommerce.com, and we're coming up with ideas for that. And we have email sequences that we're coming up with ideas for and product ideas like new courses that we can add to the Digital Commerce Institute, as well as some focus courses that we have in the works. And, you know, I'm working on developing a really awesome keynote for you for our live event in October. So that's a lot of content and it takes a lot of ideas. Another content project that we do that I wanted to let you know a little bit more about is we produce four sessions a month in our authority community. And I just want to give you a quick rundown on what that is. Authority is our community of content marketers. And a lot of my time and a lot of the ideas that I do come up with are spent over there in that group. And it's really meant to answer the question, what does high quality content even mean exactly? And how do I get that created? So that community has writers, business owners, we have digital entrepreneurs, particularly folks who have online courses or other kinds of premium content like ebooks. We also have some folks who are running small content agencies. I use that term, you know, kind of loosely, informal agencies. They're basically loose teams of freelance professionals who work together on content for clients. And it's also the continuing education hub for our certified content marketers. And those people are writers and content strategists that Copyblogger actually certifies. So our editorial team looks at their work very closely and says, you know, yes, this person is a well-qualified content marketer or not, as the case may be. So if you think of it as Copyblogger is, you know, kind of the go-to resource online for content in the blog world and the openly available in the web world, authority would be the professional upgrade to that. So just the next step for people for whom content is important to them. Typically, it's important to their careers. And we also do a lot of community cheering, a lot of community support. Every month, we have a Q&A where we literally do like a mini coaching session for 8, 10, 12 or more members. We help people get out of their stuck spots. So if you want coaching from me right now, that's the only way that you get it. And every month we have a mastermind style hot seat where we really look at somebody's business in depth, help them see what's going well, what could be shifted around a little bit, where to make some critical changes, how to approach that. Interestingly, everybody in the community really loves these hot seat sessions. They're some of the best loved content that we have. So I'm just letting you know about Authority because it is only open a few times a year. That lets us spend most of our time making great stuff for our members instead of spending a lot of our mental energy and creative energy marketing to pick up new members. We are going to be coming up on opening Authority again shortly. So if that is of interest to you, boogie on over to Copyblogger. Probably the simplest thing to do is just take a look at the products tab. Take a look at the products tab at the top of that page, and there's an option there for Authority. And of course, I'll also give you a link in the show notes. So you can always enter pinkhairedmarketer.fm into your browser, and that'll take you to the show. You'll get notes, you'll get links, you'll get free stuff. You'll be able to leave a comment, ask a question, all kinds of good stuff. So, you know, ideas for the blog, ideas for the community, ideas for the podcasts, ideas for our marketing, ideas for our courses. That's a lot of ideas coming out of a quite small editorial team. And it's a lot of creative energy just to get these ideas before we even think about writing or creating audio. So over the years, the team, you know, I have come up with, and our team has come up with some practices to help make sure that that tap is flowing freely, that the ideas are coming, as many ideas as we need. And I'm going to share five of my favorite practices. So these are things I've relied on for a long time and also things that I see as being really beneficial to the team. And you can use them for product ideas. You can use them for posts, podcasts, videos, live talks, online courses, ebooks, you know, whatever it might be that you need ideas for. So the first thing you must have, and I have talked about this before, but it's worth repeating, is you have to have some kind of a system to catch your ideas and then retrieve them when you need them. And any kind of creative person, and really in the 21st century, that's pretty well all professional people, any creative needs to be able to generate ideas, and that's more about capturing them than it is about coming up with them. Because you have creative ideas all the time, but they come and go. You know, they're kind of like clouds or weather. They come, they leave, they come back. You need to be able to catch them as they drift past and then find them again when it's time to come up with a piece of content or a piece of work. So any kind of creative or any just kind of professional who's working with things on a deeper level, you have to have something with you all the time to capture your ideas. So you might remember a few weeks ago in the podcast, I talked about playing around with index cards. Again, I'll give you a note in the show notes for that, a link in the show notes to my podcast on index cards, but anything will work, you know, a Moleskine, Evernote, the notes on your phone, Google Docs, it really doesn't matter. You just need something that you can capture ideas as they come to you. I have kind of a test for this. So let's say right now, as you're listening to this podcast, somebody, you know, approaches you, makes you pause the podcast and says, I need you to create a piece of content and it's due in the next hour. You have 60 minutes starting right now to create a piece of content that's relevant to the thing you work on, your job, your podcast, your business, your client work, whatever. Something fell through, let's say. Somebody called in sick. Where do you go right now to pluck out an idea that's ready for you to sit down and develop quickly? Now, if you know exactly what to do, then you have a system in place and we can move forward. If you don't, then what you want to do now is think about what's the answer to that question and come up with a couple of ideas and start acting on an idea. This is a real world scenario, right? Sometimes things like this happen. They do happen where we have to turn something around rather quickly. One thing that can be really handy is to keep some ideas in various stages of development. So always have some things that you're working on. Pamela Wilson wrote a post on that. It was about creating one strong piece of content a week. And she has a process that you use to develop, you know, to develop your content from sort of loose sketching, rough drafts, editing and polishing, all of that. If you have a few of those at various stages of development, kind of on the back burner at any given time, that can really save you if you do need to pull something out on very, very short notice. And it happens. You know, it just happens. Maybe you write a post or record a podcast about something, and then the environment totally changes. That happened to me not too long ago on a Google event. Google changed something rather abruptly, and I had to create a new episode around the new reality versus the old reality. So most important, that's the number one thing you need for getting more content ideas is having a place to store and retrieve your content ideas. That more than anything else will really help you out. And most, you know, writers and artists and musicians have something like this where they can capture ideas. So the other four I'll go through more quickly. They're important, but they're not as key as that idea storage system. The second one that surprised me a bit was to have editorial calendars and content rhythms defined and in place, processes in place. And it surprised me how much getting organized about content production made it easier to come up with ideas that I needed. So if you know that you create a long list post on the third Thursday of every month, then your kind of background processors in your brain look for material for that post. You just get into the habit of noticing that kind of material, and you notice things as they float past you. So our process on the Copyblogger team has three rough elements, and I'll go through each of them. The first is a production schedule. So this is not a publication schedule, it's a production schedule. So for me, for example, every Wednesday I go to a coffee shop and I write podcast scripts. And every Thursday I do some recording. So if I have an option for scheduling interviews, I try to do it on Thursday since that's kind of recording day. And I also do a fair amount of solo recording on Thursdays. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Fridays I tend to reserve for writing. Although on Friday, we also hold our sessions for the authority community. So I never schedule anything on a Friday because I want to keep that time open for authority. So you see what I mean? I've created a weekly schedule for producing what I need to produce. And I know that this block of time is going to be for writing. This block of time is going to be for editing and polishing. This block of time is going to be for recording, etc. And you just make this work however it makes sense to you, always keeping in mind, obviously, things like when are you most productive? When does your voice feel fresh? When is your recording setup relatively quiet? That sort of thing. I don't start doing recordings when my son is getting ready for school. That's like not, you know, going to be an effective use of my schedule. So that's your production schedule. And then you also have a publication schedule. That's the second kind of rough component. We use an editorial calendar on Copyblogger so that we always know what's getting published and when, and you can just see it in a calendar format. And every piece of content that we're responsible for producing has a publication schedule. And, you know, you can see this is going to mesh with your production schedule. They're going to have to be complementary to each other, but the publication schedule helps keep you honest about when things are coming up and what you have to do to get ready. So, for example, we have a team that works on those Copyblogger post images, and they need to have their headline, their themes, and some options for quotes by a certain number of days before the post runs. Now, the more people you have, the more important it is to have this publication and production schedule 1-2 punch. But even if it's just you, you won't believe how helpful it is to get this in place for yourself. It's so helpful. It really reduces the friction for creating your content, and it really will help you be more productive and actually more creative, believe it or not. And then the third element of our team kind of getting organized motif would be to create publishing rhythms for yourself. And this, again, you'd be surprised how much this will help you come up with ideas. So you might have daily rhythms, weekly rhythms, or monthly rhythms. So for many years now, we have scheduled our strongest, our kind of most meaty or most chewy Copyblogger posts on Wednesdays and Mondays, because those are such strong traffic days for us. So we know at all times that we need something strong for those spots. Right now we do a Throwback Thursday post, so we'll bring a post forward from the archive. We re-edit it, we come up with a new blog post, we really make sure it's still fresh, relevant, accurate, all those things. But we know on Thursday that that's, you know, what's going to happen on the content calendar. I have rhythms for my podcast. So I, you know, I have a first week, second week, third week, and fourth week kind of a theme so that when it comes time to sit down and plan it out, I've got someplace to start. The more specific you can get about these rhythms for your content, the easier it is to come up with ideas. It just, it really does give you that, you know, it overcomes that little bit of inertia, and it's amazing to me how much help that is. Okay, so that was one and two. One is to have your idea capture system, and two is to get organized and have processes around your content. So three, in the general ways to have more ideas, is really about conversations. You get your best ideas out of conversations. Social media. One of my favorite ways to pick up ideas is phone conversations or Skype conversations with other creative people. So just people on my team, you know, people, your clients. Maybe if you take clients, talk to some people you don't always talk to, like the support team or the sales team. You can go on, you know, lunch dates or coffee dates with people. Live events and conferences are amazing for ideas. Never go to a live event without your notebook in your pocket or your idea capture system on your phone, because you will get a ton of ideas from speakers, from hallway conversations, even from the venue itself. Any time that I'm doing an interview, now that's whether I'm interviewing somebody for my podcast or I'm recording an interview for somebody else's podcast, anytime I do an interview, I have index cards on my desk and I can scribble ideas as they flash by. You know, sometimes I'll say a phrase or they'll say a phrase and it sparks a whole interesting idea to pursue. So if you are short on ideas, it may be that you are short on conversations and you need to get out and find some place to connect with other people and start to spark those different kinds of ideas. A specific kind of conversation leads to my number four suggestion, which is Q&As. And one of my favorite ways to generate ideas is to ask folks, please ask me a question. So if you follow me on Twitter, I'm at Sonia Simone. You'll know from time to time I'll throw out a request for questions. Hey guys, I'm collecting questions for the podcast. Throw one to me. I'll answer it. I'll link back to you. And, you know, maybe I'll be able to solve a question that's been getting you stuck. As I mentioned, we have those Q&A sessions in the authority community. I get lots of ideas from those. And I've said this before, but one of my favorite suggestions or exercises for anybody who creates content, especially if you have a little bit of imposter syndrome or you're worried that maybe your contributions are not helpful, hold a Q&A session. Hold a free Q&A session, you know, as a webinar or one of the free teleconference services or Google Hangout. It could even be an Ask Me Anything on Twitter. It's particularly useful to get those questions in advance. So if you have an email list, and of course, you know, it's good to have an email list, just shoot them a message and ask them to get questions back to you. And that lets you prepare answers that are more in-depth and more informed and more useful. But I promise you, if you get 10 or 15 questions in front of you that people are having a problem with, and you come up with useful, relevant answers, you're going to realize that you actually do have something to contribute and you're going to help a bunch of people because you're going to help the people whose questions you answered, but you're also going to help everyone who's listening in. And you're going to get some great ideas for content to create. Could be a course, an ebook, or just your regular blog or podcast content. And then my final, you know, kind of tip or the final place that I look for ideas is you want to look ahead. So most of you listen to content marketing podcasts because you have something in mind. You have a project you want to promote. You know, you might be marketing a business, or you do work for clients, or you want to find a new job this year, or you're advocating some form of political change. So whatever it is, you are creating content that has a purpose. So what you want to do is make sure that you are looking ahead at what's coming up on the calendar for that purpose. So as we have significant events that come up for us at Copyblogger, like the reopening of Authority for our new students or our live event in October, it's very natural and normal for me to weave those themes into the podcasts. So that sounds like common sense. It totally is. But there is an art to getting strategic about this. And I have to tell you, there's nobody I know who is smarter about this than Brian Clark. Brian was the founder of Copyblogger. He's our CEO at Rainmaker Digital. And he actually wrote a whole ebook about it, which you can get for free along with 14 other quite good and quite comprehensive ebooks. They're all available at the My Copyblogger Marketing Library. And I have to tell you, there is enough free stuff in there to keep you improving your content, your marketing, your business skills for quite a while. So the easiest way for you to get rolling is head on over to the Copyblogger blog, click the Get Free Training green button. It's right near the top right of the site. Or you can also find it in that products menu. So if you go to copyblogger.com, there's a menu at the top, products, and there's a free option there, free My Copyblogger. Free My Copyblogger sounds like some kind of political statement, but no, it's actually just free cool stuff for you. And once you are started with that, honestly, it takes you well under a minute. You'll get that ebook from Brian. It's in the ebooks library. There's just an ebooks tab there in My Copyblogger. And it's called A Content Marketing Strategy That Works. And if you happen to be already a member of that, I'll just drop you a link in the show notes. Again, pinkhairedmarketer.fm. And that'll just whiz you right to it. And from Brian's ebook, you can go on to whatever aspect of content strategy you might need the most help with. So, maybe it's creating content that converts. That was a big part of what we talked about today. You know, that content with a purpose idea. Or maybe your landing pages are a little not so awesome. Or you're kind of in the dark about search engine optimization or email marketing or how to promote your content. So there's a lot there that's useful. It's a total of 15 ebooks, and they're all really focused. They're all, you know, high quality stuff. It's really, they're kind of greatest hits from the thousands of posts that we have created over the years. So those are cool. Those are free. Just head on over to Copyblogger. Look for the free My Copyblogger section in the products tab, and we'll get you started. So thank you so much. I hope this was useful. I would love to hear how you get ideas for content. And I would love for you to leave me a comment about that. Again, at pinkhairedmarketer.fm. Also, something that is so helpful to me, I feel like I'm doing a lot of asking this episode. So please do ask me a question if there's something I can help you out with. If there's something I can get you unstuck on, or you know, you want my opinion about a business problem, a marketing issue, I really love to answer questions. So please drop me a line. If you feel so moved, it is so helpful to me to get star reviews or star ratings or reviews on iTunes. It just really helps the podcast grow. It helps the podcast find new audience, and it helps get the word out, because I love doing this podcast, but it's, you know, it's more fun when there's people listening. So if that is something you would feel moved to do, it sure would help me out. That's what I've got for today, and I will see you next week. Thank you so much, and take care.